Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mount Union Superintendent Jeff Mader about the process of developing Winfield Mount Union's Return to Learn plan.
When it comes to the Winfield Mount Union Return to Learn plan, obviously school is coming up here very, very soon. What has kind of been the decisions thus far that Winfield has made when it comes to the Return to Learn plan?
So we've been working on our plan since late May. We have a team of teachers and administrators that have been working together on the various aspects, as other districts have. We have an on-site plan, which is what we will be using heading into the start of the school year on August 24th. And that has taken a considerable amount of time when you talk about the precautions and safety and how things are going to look. That has taken the most amount of time and discussion and planning of the other models.
What sort of contributed to the decision to go back in person? Was it part of the part survey results you got from parents? Was it concerns from teachers? What kind of contributed to the decision?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, parents for sure overwhelmingly support us being back in school and students being back in school. And certainly we as a school and the educators in all of us believe that being here in school with teachers, with friends, and just the activities that are available when you're in school far exceed the quality in learning that you get in compared to any other model. For example, for online learning, there's a lot of good stuff out there, but we feel like in-person learning is the best. So,
what's been some of the biggest challenges faced thus far when trying to create this massive plan for something that may or may not happen?
Well, yeah, that's a good point. We're hoping that, you know, number one, it's a temporary plan, and we can get back to the normal way of doing schooling. Mm-hmm. It has provided some opportunities to think about, you know, how we can provide instruction in a more way that really caters to learning styles, different learning styles, when you talk about, you know, utilizing technology more. And I would say just the sheer amount of detail and different things that you have to think about. It certainly is challenging trying to plan for something that may never happen and try to come up with all the conceivable scenarios that way. So that's definitely challenging, but just the level of details that we are still, and you know, the plan that's coming out is, I don't want to say it's very basic, because it's not basic at all. We feel like we have to put some level of detail for parents to understand just what it is going to be like the best we can. But there are all kinds of details when you get down to the classroom level that teachers are going to have to figure out how to do certain things that are in line with the overall plan. Just the procedures and things like that, trying to figure out how to make those doable. You know, it's just a lot of planning is what it is. Mm-hmm. And we aren't going to know exactly how every little part of this plan is going to work until we actually get people on site and see how it works. And, you know, there may be a few things that we have to adjust along the way that we maybe didn't think of, but we've certainly tried to think of everything possible. And I will say this, mm-hmm. I am confident, and I want people to feel confident, they are going to be safe here at school. We're going to make this as normal, inviting a place as we can. You're going to see a lot of effort to make kids feel safe and welcome, and we're going to do a lot on the social-emotional side of learning and try to take care of some of those basic needs that sometimes we take for granted in a normal situation. So parents can expect to find a very caring staff when they come back, very understanding, and we're going to get through this together. I'm very confident.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Winfield Mount Union Superintendent Jeff Mader. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.